Welcome to the world of diamond consciousness, the unequivocal yes.
With diamond alignment, you can experience all the benefits of meditation online in just 6 minutes. Try it once and change your day. Try it every day and change your life.
The diamond energy of joy and equanimity will emanate from you today. Watch the world change around you and have a diamond day.
You can enjoy an evening of inspiration, personal growth, intellectual stimulation, and powerful energy for transformation at the Circle of Light. Connect with other adventurous souls seeking the expanded view outside the box. Join us at the Circle of Light on the third Friday of each month at the Unitarian Sanctuary, 490 Aguajito Road, Carmel, just off the PG Pebble Beach exit of Highway 1. Doors open at 7 p.m. General admission is $11, $9 for students and seniors. Call 484-1923 for more information.
Hi, this is Kirilani. People have been asking me what I've been doing because I look younger and I'm glowing. Well, I'm here to share with you my magic potion. It's called Nerium, which is a phenomenal age-defying skin treatment breakthrough. In clinical results, people like you are seeing on average a 30% improvement in the appearance of lines and wrinkles, skin discoloration, uneven skin texture, enlarged pores, and aging skin. I'm seeing these great results, and so are my family and friends. So check out the real results at kirilani.nerium.com. And the best part to me is Nerium is totally plant-based, grown pesticide-free, no chemicals, no preservatives, and no gluten. Do you want to look younger? Well, try Nerium now. Nourish your skin with a risk-free 30-day trial. Go to kirilani.nerium.com. Welcome back. You're listening to Good Vibrations Radio on Radio Monterey.
And this is Solazar. We want to welcome you back just as Kirilani did. But now, since this is Thursday, first and third Thursdays of every month, that means Dr. Arnie Buss is with us. Now, he received an undergraduate degree in psychology at Rutgers University, a PhD from Cornell, and he's been teaching at the undergraduate and graduate level for over 30 years. He's also been teaching and facilitating interpersonal communication classes for the past 6 years. He facilitates individuals and couples with their interpersonal communication issues and has given presentations on interpersonal communication skills to a number of organizations in the Monterey area. Now, in addition, in 2011, he was a semifinalist in the Toastmasters World Championship of Public Speaking. Now, Dr. Buss joins us with his segment, Speaking of Listening, on the first and third Thursday of each month at 5:35 p.m. So let's listen to Arnie Buss and Speaking of Listening.
Well, thank you, Solazar. Welcome to Speaking of Listening on Good Vibrations Radio with Solazar and Kirilani. And as Solazar said, I'm your host for this segment, Arnie Buss, coming to you every first and third Thursday at this time. Speaking of Listening is all about ways of improving all of your relationships by listening from the heart. And I will be giving workshops and facilitation exercises on effective communication and relationship building, hopefully at the Monterey College of Law Mandel Gisnet Center. We're negotiating for that, so that for more information, you can email me at ahbuss@consciousawareheart.com. That's ahbuss@consciousawareheart.com. We're forming classes starting in July, and more information will be forthcoming, and you can find out about it by emailing me. Now, listening is not just about hearing what the other person is saying. It's much, much more than that. It's about engaging that person in a dialogue, a dance, if you will. And speaking of dance, one of my favorite quotes is from Ginger Rogers, who said that she had to do everything Fred Astaire did, only she had to do it backwards and in high heels. And so it is from listening from the heart, although you don't have to wear high heels. The idea is that you're following the other person, just as she was following him. So in recent segments, we've talked about acceptable and unacceptable behaviors and when to use tracking, this particular way of effective listening that I teach and espouse. And I talked about one aspect of that called gentle challenges, with the emphasis on gentle. But today I'm going to do something a little bit different. Today, first, I'm going to talk about something that I've discovered or heard about. It's called Newton's Three Laws of Relationships. And I'm going to follow that with listening to ourselves and learning to be okay with ourselves by dealing with our inner critic, because it turns out that many of the barriers to effective communication all lie within each of us. And the way out of that is to become more okay with ourselves. In doing so, we confront this inner critic that I'll talk about. But first, Newton's Three Laws of Relationships. Now, if you didn't sleep through your high school physics class as I did, you maybe learned about Isaac Newton's laws of forces on objects. But this is from Ishmael Newton, who is a butcher from the Bronx. And his three laws of relationships are as follows. Newton's law number one of relationships: if you keep doing what you've always done, you'll keep getting what you always got. Newton's second law: the acceleration of an argument is directly proportional to the emotions involved and inversely proportional to the communication skills. And finally, Newton's third law of relationships: for every piece of advice, there's an equal and opposite piece of advice. So what to do instead of these? So instead of doing what you've always done, why not try something different? You could learn to become a more effective communicator. You can learn to listen more instead of speaking more. And as we've said before, when you're listening, many times we're not really hearing what the other person's saying. We're internally, we're just kind of tapping our foot, waiting for them to stop talking so we can say what we want. And in the process, we miss what they're saying. So learn to track. I've been talking about tracking over the past segments, and that is a very valuable skill. And if you're finding it challenging to put into practice, then consider coming to one of my workshops. Again, you can contact me at ahbus@consciousawareheart.com. Remember, you can't change the other person. You can only change yourself. And what you can change is you can change your reactions into responses. Instead of reacting with emotions and hurt and hurt feelings to what you hear, you can learn to move to your conscious aware heart and respond from that place. So do something different instead of always doing the same thing. And if you find that what you're doing isn't working, try something else. Because if you keep doing what you've always done, you'll keep getting what you've always got. So acceleration of an argument. What I've noticed is that in many relationships, and this includes all of mine to one degree or another, is that, first of all, conflict is inevitable. When you have two different people, you have two different sets of opinions, you have two different wishes, two different desires. And this is especially true in intimate relationships, although it isn't obvious at first. What happens is after that initial romantic period wears off, if you stay with that other person, all of a sudden you find that there are parts of them that you're not so happy with, and they find that there are parts of you that they're not so happy with. That seems to be the way things work, and that seems to be why we're attracted to each other. That's a whole topic in itself. But again, the second law is the acceleration of an argument is directly proportional to the emotions involved. And so if you have a relationship in which you really care about somebody, you naturally you care about what you think of them and what they think of you. And if they're if you hear criticizing, if you hear that they're not okay with you, then that's something that brings up many strong emotions, and it's hard to deal with that. But the second part is that it's inversely proportional to the degree of communication skills. And so by becoming a more effective communicator, you will find that these arguments do not have to lead to, or should I say, conflict does not necessarily have to lead to an argument. In fact, because conflict is inevitable, the way that you deal with conflict is very much a harbinger of how that relationship is going to play out. So instead of avoiding conflict, it's not that you should seek conflict, but you should basically show up. In my experience, if there's a couple and they say that they never fight or they never have any kind of conflict whatsoever, I strongly suspect that one or both of them is not fully showing up in the relationship. And relationships are about showing up. They're about being yourself. And, you know, being yourself is really what we're all here for. So instead of that, come from your aware heart. You know, that doesn't diminish the conflict. It doesn't. You don't want to sweep it under the rug, but you want to see yourself and the other person as being okay. So no matter what they're saying or doing, even if they're upset, even if they're yelling at you, even if they're criticizing you, you can still see them as okay because you value that relationship and you value that person. Now, at a later segment, I will show you some specific ways in which you can track criticism and anger. But that's a topic for another time. Just at this juncture, just know that there's another way of doing things. And one thing that can help is to listen to yourself. And I'll talk a little bit more about that later in the segment. Distinguish between your true nature and the part of you that's not okay with yourself. Like deep inside, in our spirit, we're really pure and whole and complete. And yet there's a part of us that attacks that. And that's the inner critic that I'll be talking about in a little bit. So when you hear advice, accept it graciously, even especially when it's unsolicited, and choose according to your highest self, your aware heart. Again, for every advice, there's equal and opposite advice. So how do you know what advice to follow? Follow your heart. Inside, if you really listen deeply, you know what to do. I found some interesting sayings on advice, one by Harry Truman. He said, the best way to give advice to your children is to find out what they want and then advise them to do it. Erica Jong had a nice quote. It said, advice is what we ask for when we already know the answer but wish we didn't. I like this one, which is from a 17th century writer. It says, old people like to give good advice as consolation for the fact that they can no longer set bad examples. And this was from a high school final paper who was describing Socrates. He said, Socrates was a Greek philosopher who went around giving people good advice. They poisoned him. So when it comes to advice, you know, listen to your heart. And speaking of your heart, getting okay with yourself is such an important aspect of this, because whenever we react to criticism, it really is coming not from the other person, but how we react from within. In fact, I say that all reactivity comes from a place inside ourselves that we're not okay with. When you hear something that triggers you, then it points to a place inside you that's unhealed. And there are evolutionary reasons for this, and they come down to the fight or flight. When we react to criticism, we often react as either fight or flight. So with flight, we take it in and we feel hurt, and so we want to flee physically. So we leave the room or we get out of there. Or we flee emotionally. We just kind of shut down and just prevent anything from coming in. Or we might fight. So we blame the other person for our hurt and we strike back. We'll criticize them back. You know, oh, you think I'm bad? Well, you look in a mirror. You see who's bad. Neither one of these reactions helps us, it doesn't help the other person, and it doesn't help the relationship. Because these all come from our primitive reptilian brain. Neuroscience has identified the reptilian brain as the source of our fight or flight, and they've also identified the fact that emotional pain can often be indistinguishable in the brain from physical pain. In other words, the same parts of the brain light up, and this reptilian brain is responsible for that fight or flight reactivity. But we're not just our reptile brains. We have higher neocortexes. We have higher consciousness. So we don't have to be subject to our reptile brain. And again, most of the criticism that hurts us doesn't come from the other person. It comes from ourselves. You know, most wisdom spiritual traditions have some form of love your neighbor as yourself. But what if you don't love yourself? Then what? Well, I can only love you to the extent that I love myself. If I see myself as okay, if I love myself, then I can love you. I can see you as okay. But if I see myself as not okay, then I have to see you as not okay too. So the starting place of being okay and moving to your aware heart is always within. So what keeps me from going within to be okay with myself is the inner critic. Now, the inner critic is something that we all develop to one extent or another when we're being socialized as we grow up. In fact, it's sort of like a conscience. I mean, our conscience is what guides us towards being right, and the difference between right and wrong. It helps us to, with our values, with our morals. And if you're not a sociopath or a psychopath, then you have a conscience. But often this conscience arises in us as an inner critic. In other words, we feel that the only way that we can keep ourselves in line is by attacking ourselves from within. And then that inner critic or judge is, even though it has helped guide us to make good decisions, it's helped us survive childhood, but as an adult, it becomes impossible to move to our aware heart when the inner critic is active. Now, there are many ways of working with the inner critic, and the way that I found valuable is to first bring it into consciousness. The inner critic likes to kind of hide and kind of attack you through just bad feelings that you're not even aware of. So it can help to just write down the attack. See if you can hear with the voice. Many times the voice that you hear is the voice of a scolding parent or a scolding teacher or other caregiver. So that's the voice that we internalize as a child. So bring that into consciousness. Understand that that's what's happening. It might help to write down any attacks that you might hear and write them down as you statements. Like, you know, you screwed up, you did this bad, you know, you're not so. Write them like that because it helps to separate yourself from who that is. That inner critic is not your true nature. That is not part of your aware heart. That is something that was a necessary part of your becoming socialized. Now, strategies for dealing with an attack. Once you become aware of an attack, you can yell at it, hopefully silently if others are present, but just tell it to shut up. You'd be surprised at how much distance that gives. Or you can be dismissive. You know, who cares what you think? Or you can agree with it. You know, ah, so what? Yeah, I screwed up. Yeah. Or you could be inquisitive. I wonder why this is coming up right now. So in other words, you can notice without getting hooked. One of my favorite ones goes back to, Ronald Reagan, of all people. But he had one in one of the debates. He said, "There you go again." And so sometimes when my inner critic comes at me, I imitate Ronald Reagan in my head. And I said, "There you go again." And it just helps separate ourselves from this thing that's attacking us from within. So all reactivity, I believe, is in us as a result of our inner critic getting triggered. Now, there's some books and resources that I've found useful. That my two favorites are one by Byron Brown called Soul Without Shame. There's another one by Hal and Sidra Stone called Embracing Your Inner Critic. And finally, I found that the work of Byron Katie has been very helpful in identifying what these inner critic patterns have been all about. So, remember Newton's three laws of relationships and don't fall prey to them. Listen to yourself and be okay with yourself, meaning get in touch with your true nature and accept the fact that it is pure and it is whole and it is perfect. And be aware of your inner critic as a stumbling stone to effective communication and your relationships. And bring your inner critic into consciousness, become aware of when your inner critic attacks, and learn not to get hooked by that inner critic. And so until next time, you have been listening to Speaking of Listening on Good Vibrations Radio with Solazar and Kirilani, coming to you every first and third Thursday. I've been your host, Arnie Buss. Thank you for joining me today. You can to learn more about effective listening and much, much more in my workshops on effective communication and relationship building, you can email me at ahbuss@consciousawareheart.com, like me on Facebook at AwareHeart, and follow me on Twitter at Effect5Com, that's two M's. And so until next time, remember, listen with your heart.
I just want to thank Dr. Arnie Buss for giving us Speaking of Listening. You can go to the guest page of goodvibrationsradio.com to connect over to his website. But I want to repeat, that's A-H-Buss, B-U-S-S, at consciousawareheart.com to find out more about his upcoming workshops and seminars. So this is Good Vibrations Radio. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll close out this hour.